Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
As complicated as the picture is here, the picture in other parts of the country where infections are much higher, even more so complicated. Jim Ryan joining us from Texas right now. Jim, schools, obviously a big part of the discussion down there. What exactly is that discussion kind of centered around, and what are the attitudes?
Well, it's a district-by-district decision that has to be made. The state has left it up to local school districts to decide whether they should reopen first with kids in class or go strictly online or offer a mix. And most of them, it seems, Brian, have done that last. They've decided that they'll offer students the opportunity to attend online classes, remote learning, and then at some point, perhaps in September, be allowed to come back into the classroom. There are a couple of districts, smaller districts, south of Fort Worth, for example. They were the first ones in this part of the state to go with in-person classes. They began those yesterday. Kids showed up. About 80% of the parents decided, yeah, I'm going to send my kids to the actual classroom. Kids were wearing masks. The principals, the superintendents were satisfied that their social distancing protocols were being observed. So now it's just a matter of ingraining those in those elementary, junior, and senior high school kids, make sure they follow the rules.
All right. And schools there start a lot sooner than they do here. What about the COVID numbers in the state? I mean, Texas has been pretty hot. Is it starting to improve?
Well, it did. It seemed as though a couple of days ago things were starting to flatten out. We were seeing the daily numbers starting to come back down. Well, that really reversed. And just this past Friday, we hit the third highest number of new cases during this whole pandemic, adding 11,283 new cases Thursday to Friday last week. The total now, 436,000. The death count now stands at just over 7,000. Especially hard hit is the Rio Grande Valley down along the Texas-Mexico border, Susan. That's where they've had a recent surge for a lot of reasons. Poverty there in the valley, the high diabetes rate. Also, Hurricane Hanna had people living in shelters for a time.
Oh, okay. So seeing the impact, really, that has put on things. Well, Jim, thanks so much. That's Jim Ryan joining us live from the state of Texas.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.